Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Jason Smith, and we'll take your phone calls here this hour if you got something to ask Jason or have a comment, 785-537-1350. You know, this past weekend I had a chance to get out to the K-State football game, and it's the first home game with full capacity, and that was a really good promotion here that we've been hearing about, Fill the Bill, and getting people back. It was just exciting. This past weekend was just a great weekend. The weather was good. But it sure is nice to see that again. And we realize just how important, you know, being a Big 12 city here is, I think. There's a lot of people take a lot of pride in that. And it was certainly on display this past weekend.
Yeah, it was. And I had a chance to go, too. It was great to see a full stadium again. It's my first full stadium in 2 years as well. Mm-hmm. You know, before we get into that specific, I do want to mention this upcoming game on Saturday is Fort Riley Day, and yeah. And of course we manage the military relations program for the community, and Janet Nichols does a great job with that, and she'll be working on a big tailgate for a couple thousand soldiers who get free tickets, and that's super exciting, and we're glad to be a part of that. But yeah, it was great to see people out. It was great to see people in the stadium. It was, you know, I'm not sure as a K-State fan that it was a great game, although a win is a win. You hate to see, you know, I think we all expected maybe to be for that not to be as close as it was, but it was an exciting game as well. Yeah, being a Big 12 city is incredibly important, I think, for the image of K-State, which obviously impacts the image of Manhattan, and we were very excited on a couple of fronts. Number one, when we had heard a little bit about this, of course, ahead of time, but the announcement of all the new facility upgrades that K-State announced, which is just another in the long line of many they've made over the last several years. I follow a lot of different sports reporters across the country, and this was actually one from Norman that I followed who retweeted something about the new facilities and said, you know, talked about K-State being one of the most underrated in terms of their facility upgrades over the past several years. And what the athletic department and the KSU Foundation and the university overall have been able to do to enhance the facilities in the North Campus Corridor area is just incredible, and something that as a community we should all be proud of. And so the three new facilities that they talked about will only add to that. So that's exciting. And then, of course, the announcement last week that the Big 12 was staying together and inviting in four new teams, I think that also is a huge win for this community. We obviously were disappointed to see OU and Texas move to another conference, but I think it would have been a little disconcerting if all of a sudden you see the eight teams that were left sort of scatter around and maybe – your university isn't one that gets an invite to one of the big conferences, and which obviously impacts what you're able to do in terms of marketing and those kind of things. So to see, I think this was the best case scenario for K-State to have the conference stay together, and I applaud the administration for the hard work I'm sure that went into making that happen. And I think the four schools they invited in are all have good reputations and will help keep this conference at the forefront. I think sometimes the SEC is obviously by far from a football standpoint head and shoulders above everybody else, but there isn't any reason the new Big 12, in my opinion, can't be as viable as the Pac-12 or the ACC. And so I think that there'll be some opportunities there to continue to be, especially with the expanded playoffs. I think there's opportunity for K-State to continue to compete nationally, and so that excites me, and of course because that gets fans excited, and when fans are excited they come to games and get out and spend money, and so I think that's all real important for our business community, and again, it was leaving the chamber and all the business things set aside for just a minute, it was just really nice to feel back to normal again in that scenario. And as a 52-year college football fan, that's one of my favorite things to do anyway, and so I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah, it was nice to see, and you know, I think we can I'll be proud too that this project that they're going to do here at K-State is all privately funded, which is just fantastic. And you know, the fact that there's that much investment here in this community, it really kind of shows the character, I think, of the whole city.
Yeah, and of course, K-State is one of the few athletic departments in the country that is self-sustaining. Most athletic departments require funding from students to help help fulfill their mission. And so, again, another huge credit to the administration, but also, as you mentioned, to the private donors who continue to invest in the program and make it better. And quite frankly, I think a lot of the things that we're doing as a community to enhance that corridor overall is also helping inspire some of that investment. And Manhattan will have the city of Manhattan and Raleigh County to some degree, but the city of Manhattan mostly will have a lot of investment in what has been called the North Campus Corridor or the Edge Collaboration District, both in infrastructure and a lot of the other things that are going on. Of course, the MBAF project actually is what kicked that off, and when the city landed MBAF back in 2009, and of course it's almost near completion and operational, but as part of that project there were a lot of necessary infrastructure improvements that had to be made in order to carry traffic, in order to make that an attractive place to bring in workers. And again, going back to our comments and discussion about Aggieville, when you know you have to do these huge infrastructure upgrades and you have to do new streets and you have to do all the things that are necessary for basic infrastructure, you sort of take a broader look and think, well, what do we want this to look like for the next 20, 30, 40 years? And that's what happened here. And I think you're starting to see some of the fruits of the labor of K-State, the foundation, the city, private sector who are investing in that area. And it's just something that I think when we have visitors in town or people who come visit MBAF or people who are looking at opportunities for to locate new businesses or start new businesses, I think they're going to look at that area and go, wow, this is impressive and I want to be part of it.
I'm curious, with the North Campus Corridor, is there any capacity, I know it's not really zoned for it, for any maybe just limited commercial retail type businesses? I know we have the one restaurant.
Yeah,
right,
sure, there's
the
a restaurant there. I think there's discussion about several different items there. Again, going back to our discussion about Aggieville, you have to make sure you have adequate daytime traffic. You have to make sure you have enough housing because you need 18-hour – generally, you need 18-hour traffic. And yeah. So I think it's going to be a little bit longer before maybe you see some opportunities up there. But I do think there is opportunities for a variety of different commercial services in that corridor. And obviously, we'll continue to look for those opportunities, particularly if they help us attract new visitors or potentially attract new residents.
And you know what? Whether you're a sports fan or not, I think – we can all probably pretty much agree that even remaining a Power 5 conference school and in the Big 12, that helps obviously athletics, but I'm sure it helps the whole business sector, every domino that goes along with that.
Yeah, if you look at the universities, I mean, there are exceptions like, Stanford or Harvard or some of these places, but you look at most of the universities that are growing and are showing up as popular destinations for college seniors or high school seniors, they are programs that have their, I mean, their universities have good athletic programs and relevant athletic programs. I just looked at this 6 or 9 months ago, but the growth at the University of Alabama since Nick Saban has been at Alabama is incredible, right? And so it is important for, if we're going to continue to grow, or if we're going to be able to turn around enrollment and continue to attract research and those kind of dollars, that there's a positive viewpoint of the university. And I think I don't care where you are. I think athletics is a big part of how people view your university and their conference affiliation, and which is why the four universities that are coming into the Big 12 were so excited to get that offer, because they recognize the value of that to their own programs.
All right. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with Jason Smith from the Chamber here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.